Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this time with you. Today, we're going to talk about divine intentions and how we can actually increase our ability to be a positive force for good on this planet. We are co-creators with our Father, Mother, God. That's our purpose and reason for being in this physical plane at this time. Our thoughts and feelings are creative, which means that daily and hourly, with every thought, word, feeling, and action, we are co-creating the experiences that we're going through in our daily lives. During this auspicious time, our God Self, our I Am Presence, is motivating each of us to let go of the obsolete behavior patterns that no longer serve our highest good. These things are being pushed to the surface in our lives over and over again till we recognize what is happening and create a willingness to let these patterns go. We're being guided by our I Am Presence to co-create new behavior patterns that will improve the quality of our lives, bringing joy, happiness, abundance, and all of the things that we've been longing for. Because of the greatly accelerated influx of divine light that is now flowing into the planet through the divinity in every person's heart flame, we now, with divine intentions, have the ability to empower our goals and our dreams more effectively than ever before. Today, we're going to explore some of these possibilities. As we join hearts and minds with the light workers all over the world who are listening to this radio program with us today, let's remember that we all have a responsibility to add to the light of the world. We are one with all life, which means that we can literally serve as a surrogate on behalf of every man, woman, and child evolving on this planet. No matter how buried a human being may be in the painful outer world circumstances of his or her life, or how far one may be from realizing the profound truth that he or she is a beloved child of God, you and I have the ability to make a significant difference in that person's life. All we have to do is recognize that we are one with that precious soul and invoke the light of God on their behalf. As you know, the universal law is ask and you shall receive, knock and the door will be open. There is also another universal law that states the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. These are non-negotiable tenets of our sacred gift of free will. These universal laws mean that our I Am Presence and the company of heaven cannot intervene in our earthly experiences without our permission, without being invited to do so. Serving as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity means that even if a person abiding in the physical plane does not know about these universal laws or has no comprehension of their effect in our lives, someone else who is abiding in this physical plane has the ability to invoke assistance from on high in that person's behalf. This is what is meant by being our brothers and sisters' keeper. In many instances, it may have been years since the I Am Presence of that person or the company of heaven has been asked to assist that person. Consequently, he or she may have suffered unnecessarily for longer than they needed to, or perpetuated chaos in the world without knowing that the company of heaven was standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to help them out of their situations. When we invoke the light of God and ask the I Am Presence of any person to intervene in alignment with that person's divine plan and their highest good, the floodgates of heaven open in response to our heartfelt plea. So during this hour, with divine intentions, you and I are going to invoke the company of heaven and the I Am Presence of every evolving soul on this sweet earth. Together we will serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. This is a time of new beginnings. So please join with me now in consciousness as we unite our hearts and minds with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the hearts and minds of light workers all over the world. Feel the love of God flowing from your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth, whether they are in or out of embodiment. Now, at one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we are collectively transformed into a powerful force of light. During our time together today, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we will invoke the most powerful assistance that cosmic law will allow from humanity's collective I Am Presence and the legions of light throughout infinity. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. I'd like to begin our special time together today with a meditation. Since we are one with all life, as we are lifted up, all life is lifted up. This means that when we set our divine intentions to lift up every part of life, we have the ability to invoke the light of God into our own lives through our I Am Presence. And we also have the ability to invoke the light of God into the I Am Presence of every evolving soul through their I Am Presence. The I Am Presence of each soul will only work toward the highest good for that person. So this influx of light will never interfere with a person's free will, and it will always occur within the embrace of the highest good for all concerned. So now, as we begin this meditation, please sit comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs uncrossed and your spine as straight as possible. Breathe in deeply and gently close your eyes as you feel yourself going within, uniting with your own divinity. I will lead you through this meditation in the first person so that we will all experience this activity of light individually and personally, but knowing simultaneously that we are invoking this light through every person's I Am Presence, and collectively, all humanity will experience these invocations as well. Now, with the highest divine intentions, we proceed. I am one with all life. I am going within to the deepest recesses of my heart, the secret place of the Most High Living God. There I kneel before the altar of love and surrender my lower human consciousness to the perfection of my I Am Presence, my true God reality. My I Am Presence now takes full dominion of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. As this occurs, I am lifted up in consciousness into the realms of infinite perfection. I now stand within the scintillating radiant light of God, and this divine power fills every fiber of my being. The light of God has expanded into my heart and mind and lifts me higher and higher into the frequency of the realms of illumined truth. From this level of divine consciousness, I clearly know and understand that whatever I am thinking, feeling, saying, or doing, I am empowering, co-creating, and magnetizing into my life. With this understanding, I consecrate my vehicles to a new level of awareness. From this moment forth, I dedicate my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings to empowering and co-creating only the highest good for myself and all life evolving on this blessed planet. I am beginning with me, but I know that simultaneously I am serving as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Through higher levels of consciousness with new clarity, I understand what it means when I say that as I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. I now invoke the entire company of heaven to come forth and assist me in this activity of light. Blessed ones, please assist me in this endeavor and empower my affirmations and my visualizations on this sacred and holy day 1,000 times, 1,000-fold. I now remember who I am, and I love and respect myself as a beloved child of God. I am enveloped in the invincible protection of God's glorious light and divine love. As I sojourn through my earthly experiences, I am manifesting infinite physical perfection in my earthly bodies. I am vibrantly healthy, eternally youthful, and radiantly beautiful. I am filled with divine love, and I am co-creating wonderful, loving relationships in every avenue of my life. I am continually receiving the infinite flow of God's abundance, and I am financially free. I am fulfilling my divine purpose, and therefore I am financially and creatively rewarded in my job. I am an exponent and an example of divine family life, including my place in the family of humanity. I am reaching my divine potential as a son or daughter, as a wife or husband, a mother or father, a grandmother or grandfather, a woman or man, a human being, a friend, a relative, a co-worker, a teacher, a steward of the earth, a way shower, a light worker, and a co-creator of heaven on earth. I am an open door for the infinite light of God's eternal peace, God's divine love, truth, wisdom, enlightenment, harmony, and joy. I am a living example of divine trust, integrity, honesty, tolerance, acceptance, and reverence for all life. I am able to listen, understand, and communicate openly and honestly with every evolving soul. I am effortlessly ascending into the divine heart and mind of God with every holy breath I take. Within the causal body of God, I am tapping into the divine guidance and the viable solutions that will assist me in fulfilling my divine plan and my purpose and reason for being. I am the physical manifestation of the sacred flames of transfiguring divine love. Healing through the power of infinite transmutation, the immaculate concept for all life. I am the sacred flames of compassion, forgiveness, eternal peace, ministering grace, and every other divine attribute of God. From moment to moment, I am open and receptive to the divine guidance of my I Am Presence and the assistance of the legions of light in the realms of illumined truth. I easily communicate with these beings of light through open heart and mind telepathic communication. I am one with all life, and I communicate openly with the angelic and the elemental kingdoms as well. I am daily and hourly fulfilling the immaculate concept of my divine plan and the divine plan for beloved Mother Earth. With deep love and appreciation for my gift of life, the patterns of perfection from the causal body of God are perpetually manifesting on Earth through me. Now, with every thought, word, action, and feeling, I consecrate my life to expanding the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth. I now accept and know that these perfect patterns from the causal body of God are victoriously manifesting on earth now through me. And so it is, beloved I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am that I am. I breathe in deeply and I return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body by gently moving my fingers and toes. As I exhale, I gently open my eyes and begin breathing normally as this light and these affirmations and invocations are securely integrated into the four lower bodies of all humanity. The light of God is increasing on earth. This is due to myriad activities of light that have been co-created over the years through the unified efforts of embodied light workers and the Company of Heaven. This influx of light is causing an awakening to take place within the hearts and minds of people everywhere. These awakening souls are beginning to ask the question, who am I and why am I here? The response to this heartfelt inquiry is being answered, and the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have come through the veil to meet humanity halfway. This unprecedented divine intervention is flooding the mental and the emotional strata of Earth with sacred knowledge that is designed to assist humanity during this glorious but often very difficult time. The divine intent of this assistance from on high is to provide the wisdom and the necessary tools that will help every person on the planet discover the answers that they are seeking. Our God selves have guided us through the learning experiences we need in this lifetime to fulfill our divine plans. Our beliefs are sacred, and we are all in our right and perfect place. The information pouring forth from the realms of illumined truth is not intended to dispute our present belief system or to tell us that what we believe is wrong. It is being given to us at this time to enhance what we already know and to give us greater clarity and understanding, and to encourage us as we move through these times. As we allow the truth of this information to resonate in our heart of hearts, the distortions of our lower human consciousness that are preventing us from reaching our highest potential are being pushed to the surface and exposed as erroneous beliefs in this light. As this occurs, we are able to recognize new, viable solutions to the maladies that we have been struggling with for often eons of time. These things that are happening in our individual lives and on the planet are coming up not to create havoc in our lives, but to give us an opportunity to recognize how we have co-created these through distorted perception, and that we now have the ability to transform these patterns back into light and to co-create the patterns of perception for the new Earth that will allow us to live the lives that we have been longing for. The words, "We are one," have reverberated through the hearts and minds of humanity in one way or another since the beginning of time. As we observe the events taking place all over the world, we begin to understand more than ever before that these words are not just a lofty platitude or religious rhetoric, even though our human egos have often perceived them as such. The words, "We are one," proclaim a profound truth that affects every particle of life on this planet. From the time we were first breathed into physical manifestation as individualized sons and daughters of God, it has never been more imperative that we grasp the full magnitude of the profound truth that we are one with all life. Daily and hourly, we can witness myriad atrocities appearing on the screen of life. It seems as though every conceivable corner of the world, people are inflicting pain, suffering, injustice, and even death on other parts of life and their fellow human beings. The only way that that behavior could possibly make any sense or be justified in anyone's mind is through their ignorance of the reality that we are all one. To inflict harm on another human being or any part of life is totally and completely ludicrous in the face of that profound truth. It is self-destructive and suicidal. It is unconscionable and uncivilized to harm any other part of life. During this unprecedented influx of life that is taking place on Earth, this very cosmic moment, our problems seem as though they're being exacerbated. This is occurring for a very specific reason. Let's look at the bigger picture for a moment so that we can get a clearer perspective of what is actually happening on the planet. Once again, ask the divinity pulsating within your heart, your I am presence, to take full command of your conscious mind and your thoughts. Allow these words to awaken within you the inner knowing and the remembrance of who you are and your oneness with all life. When this truth awakens within your heart flame, you will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are not the fragmented, fear-based aspect of your personality known as the human ego, but rather you will realize and recognize completely that you are an empowered and deeply loved child of God. In truth, you are a magnificent, multifaceted, multidimensional reflection of our Father, Mother, God, and all that our beloved godparents have is yours. You are a radiant sun, expressing all of the various frequencies of divinity that are pulsating in the causal body of God. You are a god or a goddess, participating in the greatest leap of consciousness ever experienced in any system of worlds. You are a powerful instrument of God, and together with light workers all over the world, you are co-creating the new Earth. Your light is now expanding the infinite body of God without measure. And through your efforts, unified with the collective efforts of all humanity, you are lifting every particle of life ever breathed forth from the core of creation into the dawn of a new cosmic day. You may not realize this just yet, but you are a wonderful gift to this planet, and all life evolving here is blessed by your presence. Now, from this level of understanding, let us proceed. What we know as God is the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, and all-encompassing luminous presence of divinity that envelops all life everywhere in the whole of creation. This includes every minute electron, atom, and subatomic particle and wave of life evolving in any time frame or dimension, known and unknown, throughout infinity. God is all that is. What that means, both literally and tangibly, is that everything that exists anywhere in the whole of creation is a pulsating living cell in the body of God. Knowing that, we can then understand that all life forms pulsate as one unified force field in the body of God. Therefore, what affects one part of life affects all life. What affects one cell has an effect on all of the rest of the cells in the body of God. Since all life is interrelated, interconnected, and interdependent, this proves and convinces us of the reality of our oneness. Every single thing we do affects the whole body of God. Every thought, word, action, or feeling that we have changes the dynamics of the entire universe. There is no such thing as neutral energy or energy that does not matter. At any given moment, depending on our frame of mind and our emotional state, we are either adding to the light of the world or adding to the shadow. How's that for an awesome responsibility? So why do things seem to be getting worse day by day? Because the light of God is increasing on earth. It is very important for us to really understand this phenomenon so that we will be able to see the bigger picture and not allow ourselves to be overwhelmed with feelings of fear or hopelessness when we observe the events that are taking place on the planet. As the light of God flows into the physical plane through humanity's newly awakened hearts and minds, it is piercing into the spark of divinity that pulsates within the core of purity in every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life evolving on Earth. It also fills all of the spaces in between these particles of energy. As the light penetrates into the divine spark in every electron of life, it reactivates the immaculate concept, the divine blueprint that is encoded there. The immaculate concept for any of God's creation is the blueprint, the template, for that expression of life's full divine potential. The reactivation of the immaculate concept is happening now within all life on this planet. This is true whether we're talking about people, places, conditions, or things, or whether we are referring to the human kingdom, the elemental and nature kingdom, or the angelic kingdom. Every part of life is being activated into the original divine potential of its full God reality. No matter how distorted or mutated a life form is at this moment, at its very core still pulsates that spark of divinity and the immaculate concept of its original divine potential. If that were not true, that facet of life would not be able to exist. Without that spark of divinity, no life form can survive. In other words, even within the most depraved or degenerate human being that is acting out as adversely as anyone can possibly imagine, there still pulsates the spark of divinity within the core of their heart flame. That spark contains that soul's full divine potential, or else that soul could not exist. This is a vitally important point for us to comprehend, because once we really grasp this truth, it will change the way we look at life and how we feel about people in general. So once again, every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life in the whole of creation pulsates in the body of our omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, all that is. What affects one facet of life affects all life. Consequently, every thought, word, action, or feeling we express at any given moment is either adding to the light of the world or the shadows. We need to look at the bigger picture and realize that this means there is no us and them. We are one. We are all in this together. And all life is interrelated, interconnected, and interdependent. We need to stop looking at life through the eyes of separation and fear. Instead, we must recognize our oneness and take our actions from that perspective. No matter how distorted or mutated a life form has become, remember it has at its core the spark of divinity, which contains the immaculate concept of its original divine potential. This means that within every negative situation or manifestation on earth, the original divine potential of that life form still pulsates. Within every electron of poverty, still pulsates the potential of God's infinite abundance. Within every electron that is manifesting on earth as disease in our physical bodies, there still pulsates the potential for vibrant health. Within every electron of war, still pulsates the potential of eternal peace. Within every electron of hate, still pulsates the divine potential of God's infinite love. What is happening on the planet now is that the light of God is flowing into the earth at a greatly accelerated pace. This is causing an awakening to take place, and humanity is opening our hearts and asking the questions, who am I and why am I here? The company of heaven is responding. The floodgates of heaven have opened, and even greater influxes of light are now occurring than humanity has ever been able to endure. This accelerated pace of light is flowing through the heart flames of awakening humanity, and actually every soul on this planet, whether they have awakened yet or not. This influx of light is activating the divine blueprint, the immaculate concept of every soul's original divine potential. This phenomenon is pushing every frequency of energy, vibration, and consciousness that conflicts with this divine potential to the surface to be transmuted and healed. The reason things look so dire at this moment is because it is very easy for all of us to witness this negativity that is being pushed to the surface all over the world. But what we cannot as easily see is the incredible light that is pushing it to the surface. This energy is being pushed to the surface so it can be transmuted back into light. Therefore, from our limited perspective, when we look at things taking place, it looks as though they are getting worse. But that is an illusion, and the company of heaven has assured us that nothing could be farther from the truth. They have assured us that our Father, Mother, God would not be allowing this intensified cleansing to take place if it was going to cause more harm than good. As the frequencies of energy that conflict with the light of God surface in each of our lives, we respond to them in various and sundry ways. For example, the frequencies being pushed to the surface that conflict with divine love are things such as hatred, jealousy, fear, resentment, low self-esteem, envy, intolerance, prejudice, greed, selfishness, a lack of compassion, disrespect, and myriad other emotions that reflect a lack of reverence for all life. If we just look at that one aspect of our divine potential, divine love, and observe the negative effects that this energy is pushing to the surface and how we've abused this aspect of divine love through our relationships for eons of time, and see these energies being pushed to the surface, we will clearly see why things seem so difficult, so bleak on the outer world. As these negative patterns surface, people who don't understand about the oneness of life often latch on through their lower human egos to these distorted patterns, and then they act them out in their daily life experiences. Consequently, we are seeing a tremendous increase, temporarily, in things like hate crimes or ethnic cleansing, war, prejudice, intolerance, corruption, discrimination, road rage, physical abuse, dysfunctional families, violence, shootings, drug abuse, abuse of the earth, and all manner of disharmony and imbalance. From outer appearances, it looks as if the world has gone amok. That is why this time is referred to in the Bible as a time of screaming and the gnashing of teeth. I don't think anybody has any doubt about that. It is certainly not the intent, however, of our Father, Mother, God, for the increased influx of light to take us down the tube. In fact, if there was even the slightest potential of that happening, the present level of cleansing would not be occurring. The good news is that all of us have been preparing for eons of time to assist during this unique moment of Earth's purification process. Our responsibility as light workers is to daily and hourly use our creative faculties of thought and feeling to add to the light of the world and to transmute the negativity through the power of the violet flame as it is surfacing all over the planet. To take control of our own individual process is the key to beginning this process for our global work as well. With every thought, word, action, or feeling we express during the day, we should monitor ourselves and we should ask, in this moment, am I adding to the light of the world or the shadow? And if we are not adding to the light of the world, we need to say to ourselves, how can I change the way that I am thinking and feeling and acting in this situation in order to add to the light of the world? How can I react to or solve this problem in the most positive way? Then, with divine intentions, we need to invoke our I Am presence to take command of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, and respond in a way that adds to the light of the world. By quieting ourselves, taking a deep breath, and asking our I Am presence for this guidance, we will begin to perceive other ways of responding and new, viable solutions to these problems that we have not perceived in the past. Then we can go into action and deliberately do whatever is necessary to improve the way we are handling that particular situation. The truth is that things are surfacing at warp speed in our lives, and we do not have control over how these things are manifested. But we do have control, absolute control, over how we allow these things to affect us and how we are responding to them. This is true in our individual personal lives, and this is true about what is happening on the planet. We do not have control over the things that are occurring, but we do have control over how we are allowing them to affect us and how we are responding to them. Once we have mastered this ability, which is actually not nearly as difficult as it seems, it's just a matter of monitoring our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, and consistently participating in the most positive way possible. Then we can share what we've learned with our families and our loved ones and the people who are in our sphere of influence. This does not mean judging people or getting on our soapbox to preach to them. It means giving people a drink from our cup of knowledge and experience once they have asked and indicated that they are ready to receive this information. The effects of our experiences and our sharing will be exponential. Step by step, we will be able to educate the masses of humanity, and people will remember the oneness of all life collectively and globally. Through this process, people will learn that when we hate anyone or when we harm any part of life, it is the same as hating ourselves and harming ourselves. When we are prejudiced or discriminate against someone because of the color of his or her skin or their religion, nationality, culture, gender, lifestyle, or their economic or social status, it is the same as discriminating and hating ourselves. We are all cells in the body of God. And each and every one of us has unique gifts, purposes, and reasons for being, just like the individual cells in our own physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. We have a multitude of cells in our physical body alone that serve a multitude of different functions, all for the good of our whole body. To say that we hate people because they are different than we are is like saying, I am a lung cell, so I like all lung cells, but I hate stomach cells or heart cells because they are different than I am. The lung cells, of course, cannot survive without the stomach cells and the heart cells. All of these cells need to function in harmony with each other in order for the whole body to be vibrant and healthy. All cells are important. Every man, woman, and child, and every facet of life on this planet has a purpose and reason for being. Our diversity is vital and necessary. Can you envision what a different world this will be when we comprehend this truth, the magnitude of the reality that we are all one, that we are all vital and necessary for the harmonious function of the entire body of God? When we truly grasp the truth, the divine truth, that harming any other part of life is like shooting ourselves in the foot, that only when all of us are loved, cared for, nurtured, and valued will any of us be truly happy, fulfilled, abundant, and living in peace. This is a reality that is now flowing into our consciousness, and it is an important part of what we now must energize through our divine intentions. So please now join with me in divine intention for a meditation to activate our divine plans and to once again bring to the surface the inner knowing of who we are and why we are here. Once again, I will state this meditation in the first person so that we will all experience it personally. So focus now with the full power of your attention. Let all the thoughts of the day go, and in one pointed consciousness with divine intention, be here now. I am sitting comfortably in my chair with my arms and legs uncrossed, and my spine is as straight as possible. I am instantly relaxed and peaceful. I empty my mind of all of the thoughts of the day, and for this moment, I go within and focus my attention on the divinity that is pulsating within my heart. I am quiet and relaxed. I am going within to the divinity of my heart, and I experience a feeling of eternal peace. I realize that because I am one with all life, this activity of light is taking place within the divinity of every heart flame, and every particle of life on this planet is now experiencing through me a feeling of eternal peace. I sit upon the golden throne in my heart flame, in this secret place of the Most High Living God. And I ask my I Am Presence to bring before me the awareness of my purpose and reason for being. I am now experiencing, deep within my heart flame, the innermost longing to fulfill my purpose and reason for being. This sacred knowledge is surfacing into my conscious mind, and it is being recorded in my thoughts, my words, my actions, and my feelings. The reality of who I am as a beloved child of God, and my purpose and reason for being on earth at this time, is being recorded in my etheric records and within the divinity of my heart flame in a way that will be available to me whenever I need it. I am now reaching higher into the octaves of the Lumen Truth, and I ask my I Am Presence to reveal to me how I can begin most easily implementing this purpose into my daily life. My I Am Presence begins to push to the surface the patterns of perfection that are encoded within the core of purity within my heart flame that reveals my full divine potential. I clearly see the avenues of opportunity unfolding before me. I experience a feeling of elation as I see myself fulfilling my divine plan easily and effortlessly through my everyday earthly experiences. I observe that as each opportunity presents itself, I joyously seize it, and I feel a greater sense of accomplishment and self-worth than ever before. This knowledge is being clearly recorded in my etheric records and will surface into my heart and mind whenever I need this conscious knowledge. I realize that in the simple act of fulfilling my divine purpose, my self-esteem is restored, and I am now whole and complete. The emptiness within me that I have been trying to fill from some outside source is now pulsating with the meaning and warmth of my newly revealed divine plan. I understand with greater awareness and clarity that as I take advantage of each opportunity, as it is presented to me day by day in my everyday life experiences, I will fulfill my purpose. And as I fulfill each opportunity that is presented to me through the harmony of my true being in the most positive way possible, the universe will present another opportunity on the horizon. Thus, my divine plan will unfold before me, step by step. This energy is now radiating within the divinity of my heart, and I am lifted higher into a new level of clarity and understanding. As this occurs within me, I begin to perceive new levels of awareness. And my Father, Mother, God, make me an instrument of infinite abundance for my own life and for all life on this planet. I realize through the various events taking place on Earth at this time that this is part of my purpose and reason for being. To be an open door for the infinite flow of God's abundance and eternal peace. I ascend into the highest frequencies of the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. And as this light pulsates through me, it transmutes anything less than God's infinite prosperity. I realize I am able to heal and transmute through the power of this sacred gift, the mass consciousness of poverty as well. I am a force of the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation, transmuting anything less than prosperity. I am a force of the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation, transmuting anything less and prosperity. I am a force of the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation, transmuting anything less than prosperity. All records and memories of humanity's abuse of the substance of money is now flowing into the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation that is pulsating within the divinity of every person's heart flame. Under the direction of my I Am presence and in unity with the entire company of heaven, every electron of poverty consciousness that has ever been released by any part of life in any existence or dimension, both known and unknown, is now surfacing and instantaneously being transmuted by the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. Transformation is taking place as each electron enters this sacred fire and is instantly transmuted cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into God's infinite abundance. I ask through the presence of God pulsating in my heart that this activity of light that I have invoked this sacred and holy day with divine intention and my full divine potential be maintained, eternally self-sustained, and increased with every breath I take, the maximum that cosmic law will allow. I accept that this will expand in momentum until all life belonging to or serving the earth at this time is wholly ascended and free. And so it is. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. I now return my consciousness to the room and I become aware of my physical body. I allow these divine energies to be assimilated through my heart flame within my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. beloved ones, thank you for spending this sacred time with us today. And remember and know that it is now time for us to begin fulfilling our purpose and reason for being. As you go through your day this week with divine intentions, be the open door that no one can shut. Be the instrument of God, the light of the world, with every opportunity that is presented to you. And with every thought, word, action, or feeling, add to the light of the world. I want to thank you for your willingness to be an instrument of God, and thank you for the incomparable light that you are adding to the light of the world, knowing, once again, that as you are lifted up, all of life is being lifted up with you. I am Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential. For further information about me and the work that's available, the activities of light, and all that the Company of Heaven is sharing with us, please go to our website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace, eraofpeace.org. Create a glorious week for yourself, and please tune in with us next week.